Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. We want to begin with our call to worship, and we've been working our way through the Beatitudes, and we are in the last one today. In verses 11 and 12 of Matthew chapter 5, it says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." It's always encouraging to know that we're not the only ones that face the revilings and the persecution that come toward Christians, that others have faced that as well. But it's interesting, this word revile. I was looking at that this week in preparation for our call to worship, and the word revile simply means to blame. You ever been blamed for something that you didn't do? That happened to me all the time growing up. It was always my brother and sister's fault. I never did anything that was wrong. But I got my share of blame, and I shared my share of blame with others. But to be blamed for something that is not true is the height, we think, of injustice, correct? It just gets underneath our skin that someone would blame us for something that we had nothing to do with. We're seeing that happen a great deal in our time, where people are being blamed. We heard this past week of those that refuse to get the vaccines. They're blamed for causing this uptick and that. And yet, in the White House this week, there were several that had their vaccines and got the new strain of virus. So what does that tell you? So it's amazing how people will blame others, always blaming somebody else for all their problems. That is the way of the world. And Jesus Christ let us know a long time ago in His Word that Christians will be the target of blame. We will be blamed for many things. In that blaming will come persecution. And not only that, but we also see and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. And the reason is because of Christ's sake. That word manner of evil means to slander. They go beyond blaming you, but then they said you did it on purpose. And it wasn't true. You purposefully did what you did to harm and to hurt. They persecute you for that. They slander your name and so forth. And it's all for the cause of Jesus Christ. What should our response be? Lash out in anger. Get our pound of flesh. No, the Bible says, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. And remember, they persecuted others before you. Great is your reward in heaven. Christian, we have to be far-sighted. We got to look down the road. Yes, we're going to be blamed. Yes, we're going to be persecuted. Yes, we're going to be slandered. But my response is not fleshly. My response is spiritual. Lord, you reward those that are doing this. Lord, I look forward to the day when I stand in your presence. And if I'm deemed worthy to receive any reward, it goes right back to you, my Savior and King. Because others have gone before me that have paid that price as well. Count it all joy. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Can you do that? Can you do that, Christian? It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. He's like, oh yes, of course. But when you're under the gun and there's national publicity that comes with it and your face is all over the TV screen, is it easy to say rejoice and be exceeding glad? No. Many times it's very difficult to do that. May God give us grace. That's what we need. Amen. To face whatever comes our way as believers in Jesus Christ.